Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We now come to our last lesson in Exodus, but it is no anticlimax. This is the moment the Lord had been waiting for. He has been withdrawn from the people on Sinai's peak, with a barrier keeping the people from coming near. But the tabernacle is ready for occupancy. Everything is in its place, situated according to the first object placed on the desert sand. Quote, "You shall put it in the Ark of the Testimony," Exodus 40, verse 3. The Ark, that beautiful picture of Christ, the meeting place between God and man, determined the location of every tent peg in the whole encampment. Just so, everything and everyone is measured by their distance from, or nearness to, the nail-pierced feet of the Lord Jesus. From the promise to crush the serpent under his heel, Genesis 3:15, to the moment when his enemies are made his footstool, Psalm 110, verse 1, the history of the world climaxes when every knee bows at his throne and all confess that he is Lord, Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. But see what happens now. Quote, "Moses finished the work, then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle," Exodus 40, verses 33 and 34. As we by faith behold this awesome sight, the lessons should be obvious. The singularity of Christ, the only way to God, seen in the gate. The sufficiency of the Savior's blood, illustrated at the great altar. The necessity of cleansing for us to serve him, portrayed by the laver. The community of fellowship, illustrated in the showbread. The testimony, pictured in the lampstand. Accessibility through prayer, displayed by the incense from the golden altar. And the centrality of worship before the mercy seat. What a glorious feast for our hearts and souls every time we visit our Abba in the holiest. So let's come often.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.